All right, so it's the morning after Election Day, and I'm at the rest stop on 93 in Hooksett, because it's neutral ground. Whoever you voted for, you got to stop at a rest stop, see what people think.
And let's go right to a super psyched Trump supporter, Francis Mulder.
Yes!
You're psyched?
Are you kidding me? You bet. I'm sick of the corruption. I'm sick of the lies. The corruption is the most thing. It's disgusting me. You know, what goes around comes around. And Hillary, you got it.
Trump supporters were gratified to see one of his biggest claims come true. Bill Nichols says the mainstream media truly, completely misread this election.
The polls were wrong, and they didn't see it. So I don't hear them apologize and say how wrong they were.
Despite his win, Trump and his opponent Hillary Clinton were both saddled with high unfavorability marks from voters. So let's check in with Phil Ashrambo. Today, he's just feeling ambivalent.
Between the two options, I find it surprising that either party couldn't put a candidate forward that would completely run away with the election based off of the opponent. It's amazing, but it is. It's what we got. It's what we were dealt with. It's almost like the outcome we deserve.
It wasn't hard to meet Clinton supporters at the rest stop. She did buck the national trend in swing states by winning New Hampshire Tuesday night. I met several supporters like Quentin Dean, who, despite a crushing loss, seemed humbled and ready to just move on.
Whether you agree or disagree, he is president, going to be the next president of the United States. We have to support him, and hopefully, well, I have confidence he's going to mellow and do the right things.
You have incredible poise and confidence on the day after this election when so many people are in turmoil who voted for Clinton.
I voted for Clinton. I did vote for Clinton. And I would like to have seen her win, but I'm sorry. I'm an American. I realize, hey, we have to support Donald Trump. He's the president, next president of the United States, and I wish him the best. I'm on his side now.
For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.